League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast with me, Tariq, and joining us as usual is Vishal.
Hey guys.
Okay, Vishal, so we are coming off the week where there was the Manchester Derby, clash between two big managers who have clashed before, Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho, and we will have a lot of things to talk about them as we go on. Results in the Premier League this weekend were interesting, but did not quite upset the apple cart as much. So we'll quickly go through the results and then we come down to what we want to break down, which is the Manchester Derby that has raised a lot of interesting points and questions, which we will let you handle, and also the rants and the raves from that game at Old Trafford. But first, let's get into some happy news, and let me get the happy news out of the way. Liverpool 4, Leicester City 1. Liverpool beat Leicester last year as well.
It's been a while since Liverpool have beaten Champions League, haven't
they? So,
I'm sorry, I couldn't
have said that. That was some bit of good news, with Liverpool looking pretty fluid in the new Anfield, scoring 4 goals. But rather than talk about Liverpool, we'll just spend 30 seconds here talking about Leicester. 2 wins in the last 7 Premier League games.
Today, Liverpool played so well. Everything they tried to do was okay. They were very, very inspired. Everything was fantastic for them and not so good for us.
I think, I read a very interesting interview of Jasper Schmeichel today, saying that if Leicester need to continue winning and continue making an impact in Europe or in the Premier League, they need to stay to themselves and play like they played last season and not forget where they came from. I think he makes a very valid point there, because you can see clear differences in the way they're approaching it. They're not pressing half as much. They're not half as efficient so far this season. So maybe Ranieri needs to phase in the new players and not put them in directly, because they clearly are struggling with the pace of the game. So play his old players till the new players can catch up, and then introduce the new players, play them into the squad, throwing them into the deep water. So I think that's where Leicester is struggling. They still have the squad. They still are, I think, will land up mid-table, but I think they need to stay true to themselves to continue playing well.
And I think the point that you're trying to make, or rather Schmeichel is trying to make, is that Leicester play best when they are free from those burdens of thinking where they will end up, or the table, or things like that. That's how last season happened. So, the game is richer for that. Other significant result this week, of course, was Chelsea 2, Swansea 2. Slightly surprising, considering Chelsea mostly dominated the game. Key points dropped for Chelsea. That's a good way to put it. The most exciting one-sided game ever. Where Chelsea's mistake let Swansea back in, almost lost them all the points, but
I think the referee, for one of the few times that he can actually say the referee got had an appalling game for Chelsea. I think Swansea's second goal was a definite fault. But yeah, unfortunate for Chelsea, but a good result for Swansea overall. I think they needed this to kick themselves off.
Okay. And we finally have to address the elephant in the room. So with the Manchester Derby, the first big game of the season, it was a pulsating game. We had Manchester City 2, Manchester United 1. City opened the scoring with Kevin De Bruyne, then doubled their lead soon after through Iheanacho before Zlatan Ibrahimovic pulled one back. Before the end of the first half, Ibrahimovic has now scored in almost every derby there is in Europe. I think you put him in the Kentucky Derby, he'll score there also. But all that aside, this game threw up a lot of interesting storylines from a Manchester United point of view. What went wrong? Because they looked like they should have got something out of this game.
Definitely. definitely. So I think we've discussed this over the last 2 years as well. United players have not been held as accountable for their poor performances as they should be. And this was one of those clear cases where Mourinho put a lot of faith in Lingard and Mkhitaryan when he started them. And they did put an atrocious shift. And while it's easy to point fingers, you can also go back and watch the game and you can clearly see the goals came from their flanks. Goals came from sheer lack of pressing down the wings. And these two players, and to start with, really did not deliver in terms of what was expected from them, be it in terms of playmaking, be it in terms of attack, using the wings to attack, or be it in terms of closing down City. Because Mourinho had a clear-cut plan and strategy set for the game, where it was clear that United were supposed to press a high line. United were not supposed to let City get comfortable with the ball. And again, I think Pogba put in a shocker of a game that he was almost absent throughout the game. Didn't really help in any sense of the way in midfield, and I honestly would have had him offered as well, but I think Mourinho did keep on. That's the only mistake I think Mourinho made, just keeping Pogba and Herrera came on to play really well, so did Rashford. So yeah, it was a clear game of two halves, where what happened was United let City play their game, United let City get comfortable on the ball, and they paid the price. So I think Kevin De Bruyne was the decision. He did call havoc across United in midfield and forward, and United definitely lost this game in midfield more than anywhere else.
And to give Mourinho some credit, he did at the post-match say that it was his fault, as in he did not deliver in terms of maybe the team he should have picked and so on. But how does this put United...
I'm not a big Mourinho fan. I still am not, though he's a United fan, manager rather. I'm not a big Mourinho fan, but I didn't think he set up the squad very right, and I didn't think his approach to the game was perfect and bad one, because in the second half, both the changes, then they didn't really change much, but just the shape of the thing and put the players who were willing to put in the shift, United did dominate the rest of the game. So I think Mourinho got his approach right. It was clearly some of the players who just were not up to the pitch.
All right, and of course that has handed Manchester City their fourth straight win. This is a typically Manchester City start. Last season also they started with five wins. It's tempting to say that this is down to Pep Guardiola's effect and re-energizing the team, etc. But those are basically tropes that other sports writers would use in the media. We at Soccer Sense do not do that. We are far more cautious about trying to gauge Guardiola's effect here. But one interesting thing that came out this week was Andres Iniesta's autobiography, where he talks about early days in Barcelona when Guardiola took charge, and how they had a very poor start initially. And it was he who went to Pep Guardiola's room and told him that, don't worry, we are doing just fine. We're playing brilliantly. Don't change anything. Stick to what you're doing. And results will come. And of course, as you know, they would go on to win the treble in 2008-09. Even Johan Cruyff at that time noted that this Barcelona is looking very, very good. This is after the first two couple of bad results. He said that in footballing terms, they must be read in a different way and not through the results, etc. The same thing happening at Manchester City, but really, like you said, or if you would want to put forward that, why is this not yet the Pep magic?
I think basically because on paper we all do know that City, irrespective of Pep Guardiola, not have the best squad in the Premier League right now. They've had the best squad for the last 3 years, and they've had the same problem for the last 2-3 years, that they did not play 38 games in a season. They did not play consistently every game of the season, and as usual, they've started with great style as well. All they've gotten so far is they've gotten a little better keeping the ball. But that's really not a Pep. If you really look at Pep Guardiola's style of football, it's just not the way he keeps the ball. It's a particular style of movement of the ball. It's a particular. So City are still a very forward-moving team if you look at it. Pep Guardiola, on the other hand, is not a very forward-moving manager in terms of the way they move. They tend to be far more patient and far more controlled on the ball, and then eventually make moves. So I think he's still, so far, he's still playing to City's strengths right now as compared to Pep Guardiola's strength. It's not, if you really look at it, his transfers, his purchases are still coming into the team. So I think the real Pep Guardiola style will be fully functional once the likes of Gundogan and once the likes of Sane and all of them are get power active in the squad. So So we'll have to wait and watch if Pep Guardiola's impact will really last this season, because I still think there is a lot of work to be done, because I think the current squad requires Kevin De Bruyne or David Silva to be fit throughout the season to really last this time.
Okay.
I'm not sure who can really carry them forward in the style of football. So we'll have to wait and watch, but it's definitely a positive start for City, but I think they're going to be happy if they can play the same way and continue in the league this year.
All right. So, and that is something we will revisit in the show later on as we keep going on. The Champions League kicks off this week, but you and I are not going to be talking about it because we have almost forgotten what it's like to be in the Champions League.
Man, I think Basel makes it to the Champions League more often than
But we will bring you a special preview, and that is with our gentleman who has some interest in this Champions League, and that will be Karan, but that's later on. In the meantime, that's it from us for this week. We will come back next week with reviewing all the rest of the action from the Premier League and seeing where the Pep train and the Jose Express will be heading. Remember, there is also a Conte mail in between. So we will be keeping an eye on those big managerial battles. So that's it for Soccer Sense this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Thank you, guys.
See you guys next week.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.